Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Dope Black Podcast.
Hello guys, welcome to another Dope Black Dad podcast. My name's Cameron, and today I'm just going to get straight into it. Over the years, women are often underrecognized despite their importance and contributions in society. Therefore, commemorating Women's Month does not only indicate empowering women, but it also means appreciating them in all ways. This month is a reminder to celebrate women's milestones and their extraordinary roles in all spheres of society. It's also the month to call for gender equality. Women's Month is a month-long celebration to recognize and acknowledge women in all appearances, contributions, roles, and perspectives around the world. Let's start by celebrating the women who gave you life. Regardless of the life given, you're here. You made it through. So shout out to my mother like no other. Guys, let's get a bit larger. Women's rights have come a long way, but in some countries, a lot of work still needs to be done. By celebrating women's rights, we shed light on success and inspire change where it's needed, inspiring the next generation to realize their potential, build empathy, and this is so crucial, backed with action, all so everyone lives a little easier. To teach my next generation lot, aka my daughter and son, about gender equality, we did this. So, as you know, my kids do go to school, but I also homeschool them as well. And I've been using this software called Khan Academy that you can get on an iPad. And in that, there was a book that my daughter was reading about Emma Watson, which is perfect timing because at the moment, every Friday of this month, we've been watching Harry Potter, which is a bit annoying, but here goes. Now, Emma Watson is the actor who plays Hermione. If you don't know, hopefully you do. If you don't, where have you been? But Emma Watson is more than just an actor. She's actually a woman's right activist. And in the book my daughter was reading, she was learning about Emma Watson's activist side of things. And it was kind of a shock to her because she just saw her as this wizard witch, right? And in this book, it was telling her about equal pay. And she didn't really understand it. And obviously, me being the dad I am, I was like, right, let's play a game. That's just how I always do it. So we did a game that I called the pay game. And it was really simple. I gave my son and daughter both 3 pence and they had to put them in these boxes. And when they were done, I would give them money and I would let them know how much money I was giving them. And I gave Veya 10p and I gave Elijah 30p. By the way, their pocket money is a lot more than this. This isn't child labor or anything like that. And instantly, Veya was like, hang on a minute, how comes he's getting more? And Elijah didn't say anything. Now, that was crucial and important for me to understand also how Elijah was taken in what had just happened. And I went, well, when you put these pens in here and I sold these to these customers, they only gave me 40p for all of this. So I've given Elijah 30p and I've given you 10p. Is that not fair? Now, obviously it's not. And Veya made a big fuss about it. And Elijah goes, here, Veya, have mine. I was like, no. Why are you having to give your money to Veya? I should be doing that, right? And he goes, yeah, can you give Veya more money? And I was like, well, I've got no more money. I tell you what, let's do it again. And let's see if I can give the money a bit more fairly this time. So we took the pens out. They did the same thing. They put the pens in. And I gave Veya 20p. And I gave Elijah 20p. Now, this was really, really interesting. So yes, technically it was fair, but Elijah had been given less. So Elijah was like, well, can't I have 30p and can't Veya have 30p? And this here was so important because I wanted to really make sure they understood that this whole pay equality as easy as it sounds to just basically make it simple where both people get paid, and to be honest, it's the fair thing to do, there's always going to be that little bit of backlash where someone's going to take the hit. And normally in most cases, it's not always the business that's going to take the hit, it's the employees. And this is where you create this friction. So the reason why I point out this story is all to say this. There's challenges that can be seen from both sides, but ultimately it involves both sides doing what is right. Okay, you both have to do what is right. And that's what I wanted to get through to my kids about this whole idea of gender equality. The answers aren't answered. It isn't completely clear how to do it the best way. But what is true is they're now being able to realize that these are the issues that are going through as in present day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Men are getting paid more than women. It's not fair. And Veya experienced that. Elijah experienced it from a man's perspective. And for him, which I was so happy to see, was he was like, hey, have some of my pay on my next one, obviously. So that we're both getting the fair amount because we're both doing the same job. And it's that action, it's that empathy towards someone else, which I think is so, so important. So here are a few examples of ways you can healthily promote and incorporate celebrating women and girls in your family. And it's not just for girls either. Teach your sons to respect, protect, and care for our women too. Women's rights should be equal. Tell your kids everyone has the right to work, study, and vote. So the way I use it as an example is, imagine if only daddy decided what we wanted to eat. Wouldn't be fair. I love pad thai, my kids don't like it at all. If I said we're having pad thai every day, they won't be happy. And that's not fair on them. Now imagine if only my son got to go to school and play with his friends. Well, that wouldn't be fair. Yes, I understand sometimes they don't want to go to school, but let's be honest, one of the huge benefits of going to school is the friends and the people that you meet. If I was to just only either homeschool Veya or not homeschool her at all, she misses out on all of that. And they both understand that. On the flip side though, I don't believe you should bash those who generally want to live the traditional lives of, you know, the husband works and the wife stays at home. The key message is being pro-choice and having equal opportunity, having the ability to decide whether or not you want to do that or you don't. That's pro-choice and that's equal opportunity. Never discriminate against women. Too often I would hear kids say, well, that's for girls, or that's for boys, or you can't play this because you're a girl. It grinds my absolute gears. And I've caught Elijah doing it a couple of times. Don't get me wrong. A majority of roles in life can be predominantly taken by a man or a woman, but that in no way makes it just for them. Individuals have strengths and weaknesses. Gender plays no part in that. Teach your kids to not make decisions on assumptions about someone based on their gender. I have eaten some of the best food cooked by a man, seen a woman bench press the weight of a man, I've seen a girl run circles around a boys' football team, and I've seen some phenomenal ballet from male friends of mine too. My son loves pink and painting nails, but also beat the life out of me when we're play fighting and go full lad energy when he's playing football. My daughter isn't shy away from playing like flight games we play, and is a great manager when we organise her pocket money or we play these little fake business games. I say all of that to say this. It isn't dictated by gender, it's dictated by personality. You'll be surprised. And in fact, no, you shouldn't even be surprised by seeing a woman do something that is predominantly seen to be done by a man. That whole narrative, I feel, needs to get removed. People are people. People have strengths. People have weaknesses. It's got absolutely nothing to do with gender. Speaking on that, play games with women at the forefront. Now, what do I mean by this? Let me try and think of an example. Ah, here we go. So both my kids love drawing and colouring. So you can print off or buy colouring books that have, you know, strong women figures involved in the picture. We often colour in ballet books because obviously my daughter loves ballet. Or recently, we all loved the new Black Panther film. And the colouring pages I found on this were great to do before any kind of play fight reenactment we would do with Black Panther. Spoiler alert, daddy always loses. So these are just a few things, but ultimately you want them to understand this. A woman is not a symbol of fragility, but can be an example of strength and courage. Let women work hard, just like men. Be the change you want to see. Be the change you see needs doing. And finally, the main thing I want to make sure people understand, and it's two words: appreciate women. And may I end with saying to all our sisters listening in, I appreciate you. I've been Cameron, and this has been the Dope Black Dad Podcast. I'll see you in the next one.
Dope Black Podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.